Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com with your Giants in 90, John Schmelk and Lance Meadow. Now, of course, it's a short week for the Giants. The Redskins come to town to MetLife Stadium on Thursday night. That means a short work week, and the Giants have moved on to the Washington Redskins, and so will we. Lance, here we go. Washington Redskins, a very different team than last year defensively. Jim Haslett, no longer the defensive coordinator, and they've really had issues on defense the last few years. Very, very effective on that side of the ball in weeks one and two.
A new identity, and they're coming off a game against Atlanta. They have a new identity with Dan Quinn as their new head coach. Well, Joe Barry is the Redskins' defensive coordinator. They are number one in terms of the yardage that they've given up over the first two games. He was the Chargers' linebackers coach. He has a new scheme. He's got some new personnel. They've infused some rookies. So you're right. This is a different look Redskins team than what the Giants have seen over the last few seasons.
And a very strong front for them. Jason Hatcher's back. He's healthy. They had a couple free agent additions in the offseason. And then Ryan Kerrigan's their big pass rusher.
Yeah, Ryan Kerrigan is still the leftover from that 1-2 punch with Brian Arakpo, who left to go to Tennessee. You mentioned they brought in some free agents, John. How about Terrence Knighton, the former Denver Bronco? He's been very effective. He's a good run stopper. That's a big reason why the Redskins have been so effective in stopping the
run. And Stephen Pia coming over from Chicago, another big defensive line addition. Offensively, well, Kirk Cousins is the quarterback this year after much consternation in the offseason, and he played very well in week number two.
Well, the key is he didn't turn over the ball in week number two against the St. Louis Rams, John. He's had a knack for coughing up the football, especially if you go back to week one against the Dolphins when he had two interceptions. When Cousins runs this offense, when he protects the football, the Redskins' offense is a completely different team. But this season, they're going very heavy with their focus on the running game.
Yes, no doubt about it. Kirk Cousins, 80% completion percentage, and their two running backs have both gained more than 100 yards already this season, both of the 100-yard game to their name. So they will try to run the football against this Giants defense. That's your Giants in 90. He's Lance Meadow. I'm John Schmelk. Tom Coughlin's press conference at 11 a.m. today. Make sure you check that out. Then you get the analysis from David Deal and Paul Dottino afterwards. And then at noon, Deal joins this guy, Lance Meadow, on Big Blue Kickoff Live. You can call in and chat about Giants football. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. Have a good day.